What is up, campers? Welcome to another episode of Tales of the Trails, where three scouts, so normally, but in this case, we had two, because Aditya is not here again, talk about their adventures in the wilderness. Follow us on the usual Instagram, Twitter, at Trails Podcast, and go to our website at trailspodcast.com. Am I right about this, AJ? Am I saying this stuff right?
I was paying attention, so I'm gonna go with yes.
Okay, good enough. All right. So, since Aditya is not here, It's gonna be a
Yeah,
bit. It's
well,
gonna be a bit crazy.
he's not here because it's Diwali, right? So happy Diwali to everybody listening who celebrates. Every time I hear that, I always think about the Michael Scott singing the Diwali song, but that's cool. So yeah, we didn't really plan anything because what we had planned we can't do because the DT is not here. So we're gonna go with something random and see if it works. I don't know if we want to talk about religious stuff. I don't know, true pope kind of stuff. You know, that's my official
Religious
title.
awards, kind of.
Yeah, because religious holiday. You know, we could talk about stuff. I don't know if we have that much.
I actually wanted to do a religious award, but just like never actually did it because I didn't know who to go to about it. So I never did a religious award, even though Ryan Kramer
And me?
and you, AJ
Yeah.
over here.
How many times have I gotten up in front of the troop and be like, if you're interested in doing a religious award, come talk to me.
I
And
was like, no, I'm not gonna talk to AJ. He's a loser.
yeah.
Well, because I don't know, maybe I did. I'm like, it seems like a lot of work. And then I was like, no, I'm not gonna do it. But how much work is it that really to get a religious award? Because you can get
It's
quite a few.
a lot of work, not gonna lie. So I think we met starting in September, going to April-ish. We met twice a month, 2 Sundays a month, and then we did also did other stuff. There's this whole workbook you got to go through. I know I did the Catholic Awards, so the first one we kind of learned about all the sacraments, and then the second one it was like more in-depth stuff. So yeah. I got all the ones in Cub Scouts too, so I got this thing called the Pillars of Faith, and it's like if you get all the ones eligible for your religion, or for my religion, Catholicism, you get this Pillars of Faith pin. That's cool. I
For
know Aditya got his for his religion. He had to do a lot more work.
because
I know
there's a
that.
lot more to that religion than Christianity.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, he had to learn a bunch of stuff. For me, I had already kind of knew most of it, so it's kind of just like answer it. Okay, you got it. But I know for him, he had to do some ceremony. I don't remember what it is. I'm not gonna try to describe it or anything because I don't know what really remember what it
I
was.
feel like this is a question I have had Aditya here for, but we're just
Yeah, maybe,
gonna.
but he's not, so. But yeah, I went over to his house and he had a ceremony and everything, and it was cool. I got there early because my dad was like helping him out with like finding the teacher and everything. So we went over.
This the same ceremony where you just like awkwardly were eating the rice and like nothing else?
Yeah, so I'm a very picky eater, but I didn't want to offend anybody, so I was like went there, got the rice. So like you want anything on the rice? I'm like, no, I'll just eat plain rice. And then yeah, I mean it was pretty cool. It was I hadn't seen anything like that, so it was like a good experience to see something new. And there was a lot in a different language, so that was cool too.
There's quite a few religious awards you can get, besides like the big, like the major religions. Then you can get like the atheistic
Yeah,
atheism religious award, as well
there's
as
an award. There's probably like 130 something awards you can get. So there's like something for everything, something for everybody. And as Andrew said, there's one for atheism. So yeah, there's a lot. And it's,
I
yeah.
mean,
But, like, there's workbooks
yeah.
and there's a bunch of stuff you got to go through.
So for the most part, if you're very familiar with that religion, like the going through the workbook would be pretty easy, and easy breezy.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's CoverGirl, the easy breezy CoverGirl, but I mean, it shouldn't be too. It's not supposed to be like ridiculously hard. It's like, you know, if you're supposed to, you know, find that connection between like your religion and scouting, because that's one of our points in the Scout laws. The Scout is reverent, so they try to make that connection.
So since we're kind of on this like kind of like troop religious stuff, during summer camp we have like what is it, what we call it, for the on like Wednesday they make us
Yeah,
go down
it's
to the chat
is it Wednesday? I thought it was a
Wednesday or
Tuesday.
Tuesday they make us go down to the chapel
Yeah, we go down to the chapel,
ever.
and we don't say prayer. Do we say prayers?
We
We kind of like sing like the Pledge of Allegiance.
no,
No,
it was like
I forget, but I know
my country doesn't mean no.
every time at summer camp we do a prayer service of some sort.
It's not like any like religious songs. It's
Yeah,
like
it's
yeah, not yet
non-denominational.
non-denominational. Yeah, so and usually your the troop chaplainade usually goes there.
Chaplain's aid.
And you like stand up in front and you like read what you're supposed to read and then like you tell everyone
Yeah,
else.
they just, you get there early, they're like, "Do you want to read this?" And you're like, "Do I have a choice?" And they're like, "No." And you're like, "Okay." Yeah, there's music of some sort. Recently, I think it's Randy is the counselor, and he brings his violin,
Yeah, he
I
did that
think.
last, so not last year,
And
a few
he
years ago.
plays it, so that's pretty cool. I think as a chaplain's aide, I have led, I want to say, two scouts' own services. So when we're on camping trips, I'll like do a non-denominational service like on a Sunday, and you know, it's all good.
It's all good.
You know, it's like, well, you can't really do much. You kind of just say some scout prayers or whatever, and like, that's it. I did like the wood badge prayer and like the Pledge of Allegiance and like a reflection and that kind of stuff. I mean, I wanna get into it more, but I had a whole binder of all the prayer service, the
Oh.
meal graces, and all that stuff. And when I became the SPL, somebody had to take the troop pope, chaplain's aide position. So I gave it to Ryan, RC, and I gave him the binder, and then he moved and he lost it. So it's gone. And it had that, it had some like other chaplain's aide guide stuff. So,
It
and
was a pretty big
I
box.
think I deleted the Google Doc where I created everything on. I'm not sure. So that doesn't help.
Yeah. So that was a
But
big loss for your troop pope career.
yeah. Actually, wait, I might have it. Oh, I think I just found it. Not gonna lie. I'm looking. All right. Yeah, I found it. Okay, if we got some graces. Oh, I just found the graces, not the prayer service.
One
We were on
piece.
some camping trip, all right, and I pulled out this binder that I had, and one of our leaders is Scottish, so I was like, all right, we're gonna say the Scottish grace. And as I started saying it, he recognized it. It's, "Some have meat and cannot eat, and some have nay, but want that want it, but we have meat and we can eat, so the Lord we thanketh." And then, you know, the famous one that we say at summer camp every year is tireless guardian
Our
on our
way,
way,
always
thou
kept
hast
us
kept us
swell this
well
day.
today. While we
Oh,
thank thee,
we
we
request
request care continued,
pardon.
pardon rest.
Let's see.
Amen. And then everyone rushes into the dining
Let's
hall.
see.
Yeah, of course. Give us food. Yeah, all right. So we found the Graces one.
Well, they found one of many of the things that were in the binder.
No. Oh, I found it. Okay. Yeah. I have it. Okay.
Yay.
All right. We're gonna. I'll explain to you what it is. So basically, we have it's an interfaith worship service is the full detail, and we'll do it on a camping trip. So we do a call to worship, which is like you can say a psalm or whatever. And then we did a hymn, which is America the Beautiful, classic. Then we did a responsive reader, a responsive reading. The one I chose is like somebody's like a true and worthy person recognizes obligations and does them without being watched or compelled. And then everybody says a scout is trustworthy. And you kind of go through the whole law. A wood veg prayer. One of our scoutmaster actually took the wood badge and he actually has a wood badge. So I had him say that prayer and then a benediction is kind of like the ending thing.
Should we explain
And
what wood badge is to those who might not know?
yeah, do you
'Cause
want to explain it?
I'm not too familiar with it myself. As far as I know, it's like a leadership camp training that individuals can go through to get of course the wood badge, which is just the symbol that got this special training. That's what I think it is.
Yeah, I want to compare it to like NYLT
Yeah, but it's not
for
just for
leaders,
youth, it's also for
but
adults.
I'm looking at the website right now and it says the purpose of the Wood Badge is to develop skilled leaders who can strengthen scouting units and achieving the mission of the Boy Scouts of America. And they go and they do a bunch of training and like leadership training and group projects, and they learn to mentor and plan and like manage conflict and like work on developing the troop and each individual scout and that kind of stuff. So it's a very involved process. Like you have to really commit to it and it takes a while. So yeah, it's if you get it, it's pretty impressive.
It's probably more of like an Eagle Scout rank as well. You know, like how prestigious it is in the terms of other things, or I might just like reaching for straws here.
I think yeah. I say it's kind of like the religious awards in a sense.
So
You
you
know,
don't need it.
because you put you kind of, it's kind of the same time length, about the same effort, I guess, depending on which one. The recognition is about the same. I think there's more for the wood badge. But yeah.
I feel like we should probably read out some comments if we had any. did you have any
Good joke. Good joke. Good joke.
do you want to talk about the infamous party tents that happened during
Before we do that, I always wanna. What is the meaning of Diwali? What is it? Why is it celebrated? So I think it's the Festival of Lights. That's what I'm reading on Google at least. So it's a party, right? It's a party. Diwali. And as we're talking about Aditya celebrating Diwali, and we kind of talked about religious aspects of scouting, we can move to what the other kind of party. It's like it's a party, right? So we could talk about the infamous party tent, as Andrew mentioned, right? We gotta have purpose to their transitions
Yeah,
somehow.
somehow. Gotta make them work, even
So
if Aditya is not here.
exactly, we gotta have someone keep us on track. So the party tent, Andrew,
Yeah, I'll explain.
you wanna explain it since you were so happy
So the
about it?
party tents were the place to be, you know. There were games going on in there. There were lights in the tent, so that even if the sun went down, the games didn't stop.
Yeah, it was a vibe.
It was the place. Like, most of the oldest scouts were involved. If you're a younger scout, you're like, You got kicked out of the club pretty much.
Either that or you just have to sit in the background and just watch them.
Yeah, which isn't as fun. And like you'd kind of waste take up space, and you might get kicked out because, like, you're wasting our space here, little kid. Get out of here.
Unless,
come back
unless
when
you're
you're
me.
Star Scout.
Unless you were me, and I, I had the respect of everybody, and I got to join in on the fun.
I mean, I was kind of the same
no.
too, but.
Yeah, but once we got in, the troop got soft.
Yeah,
didn't let anybody do anything.
Yeah, because of me, all because of me. But yeah, so we would play like board games. Like, was it what was that? What was that game that Ben had?
Risk.
Not Risk. It was like Risk and
Resistance.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, Resistance. Like, that's like a 5-player game, 5 or 6-player game, and usually that'd be like everyone in the tent playing the game, and. I feel like we explained resistance
yeah.
before, but it's like one person, like one or two people are like spies. They're trying to overthrow the resistance for the empire or something like that. So the main goal is AJ's giving a little weird face like what? So the resistance members have to pass at least 3 missions or more to succeed, and the spies have to fail 2 missions to succeed. Or I may have it. How's that sound so far right now?
I mean, I would say if you're confused about this, go back to our episode about, I think it was episode 5. We talked about summer camp.
Yeah, summer camp.
Or, just go back and listen to all the episodes, Can't hurt. But yeah, it's just a fun, it's a board game.
I think about it actually in episode 2.
Episode 2, okay.
It was in the hot takes part.
So, oh, yes, the best board game. Okay. That works. Okay. But basically, the party tent. It was this 20 by 20 foot tent with, like, the big pole in the middle and, like,
mm-hmm.
it drapes out.
Yeah,
like,
that would be the
and
summer
then,
camp
like,
party tent. And then
we only used it at summer camp because we had this big space. At Sassamon, that was our campsite, and the party tent always got wrecked. I don't know why. The zippers always broke. People would open the zipper a little bit and like, duck under.
Wouldn't open it
all the way, and people wouldn't close the zipper, so bugs would get in. And then when it rained, with those tents, the water like. Collects and there's a big puddle and you have to like push it out from under it.
And like it always rained at summer camp for us. It was never like a full sunny week for us. It was one day it was gonna be rainy.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it you the last summer camp? I think it was not last year, not this past summer because of COVID, but the one before. You was it somebody and I we ran up and like covered everything, closed all the flaps. And got the games and stuff.
Oh yeah,
was it somebody else.
That was me and you. No, it wasn't me and you, but I was there when that happened. It was probably you and someone else. Because I think I stayed at the mess hall.
Okay. Yeah, and we were like, oh well, the party tent's gonna get destroyed.
But
this is the one we have now. It's kind of wrecked, and that's our second party tent. The first one got, like, wrecked. It was, like, this giant party tent.
Yeah.
It was probably, like, double the size. And that just got wrecked. We had to get rid of it. So we got another one that's been used for other events that aren't scouts, like my sister's graduation, somebody else's in the troop graduation, like a bunch of graduation parties. And so it's gotten used, but I think we're going to need to get a new one soon. We got a bunch of those like easy up tents,
but they're like a bit too small and like they have like 3 people under them and like not very.
Yeah, I mean they're better than like nothing, and they're smaller, so we can just fit more in the trailer. But, yeah, maybe we're phasing out.
I think it's gonna be around a bit longer. But I think we. So you got that, like the two persons like camping tents that we have. Like one of those tents would be like three people in them, just like talking. I'm talking about those party
Oh.
tents. I was like, I your answer is not wrong.
Oh, I thought I was
Yeah,
thinking the physical
you were
tent. You
thinking
were
of the
talking about
physical
how
party. I
like
was thinking of the definition of where the party's at.
of the
Yeah, quote
party
unquote
tent in
party tent.
quotes.
It's not a,
Okay. All right.
it's just like a regular
Yeah.
tent with a but
You
with
know,
party.
you just use like somebody's tent that they had all
Yeah.
their gear in. You'd get in, we'd pile like six people in there and we'd play like
Yeah.
a card game or a board game
I
or
mean, we were just getting
something.
loud too.
And
We'd be screaming at each other.
we'd lose pieces. Somebody's gear's getting
Because
soaked or
someone threw their
something.
gear outside the
Yeah, I remember I was in there. I think I talked about this last episode. My water bottle leaked and I had hot cocoa in it. And I just
tent.
left it in there. I was in there because it was a party tent, you know? We were popping. And we were playing cards and then they're like, go to bed. And we're like, okay, play for another hour. Go to bed. Okay. You know, it's a time.
Definitely was. That was like a lot of like entertainment for like the when the sun kind of set and like things were dying down and you didn't want to sit around the campfire because like you can't do well.
The
Yeah,
leaders were there.
they have to have a leader conversation and you can't really be there for that. This would be awkward.
No, we'd just be too loud for them and get yelled at.
I don't. Do you remember when like you, when crack like younger scouts, like second class or not second class but first class couldn't like stay out, stay up, be up past like 9:30 or something like that. Were you around when the troop did that?
I think I got there for like the
Yeah,
end
I
of
was there
it.
at the end of it too. And then like
But like they just didn't care.
It was like a
There's like, well, it's kind of a stupid rule to be honest, because like we're all just up having fun. Like if
Yeah,
you're
it's
tired,
true.
just go to bed. But like if you're not, like I remember a couple times they had to like force me to go to bed when I was a younger scout, because I would just like be there like mesmerized by the fire and like the conversation and just like I'm kind of sleeping at the fire but I don't really want to go to
Yeah.
bed. Yeah, I just want to be out there with the boys. But like sometimes it would be like me and the leaders and like maybe Ben, older Ben, and everybody else would just be bed, so like the older scouts would be sleeping too. And they'd be like, all right, AJ, go to bed, all
I think it really
right.
depends on the person and like and the activities that happen during the day. Like if you want like a long hike, you'd probably be out. You'd be out after Cracker Barrel. You grab your
Yeah.
Cracker Barrel and
Yeah, the idea of Cracker Barrels to get everybody their sugar rush and they crash. But back then, we used to have Cracker Barrel at like 10 o'clock, too.
Yeah, I fun. Yeah, that's.
Now we have it at like 9.
It's probably
Like
because
that
like,
hour makes a big difference.
yeah, it's probably because like the leaders just want to go to bed earlier and just don't want to deal with staying up with the
Yeah.
campfire.
Yeah. Also because everybody's like, is it Cracker Barrel time? Is it
I
Cracker
know,
Barrel
like all
time?
the younger
And
scouts, like,
they didn't want to deal with that for another hour.
yeah, it's a bit
So, you know,
ridiculous,
everybody's just,
but they're.
is it Cracker Barrel time? Is it Cracker Barrel time?
It's a bit. It's.
We're trying to have a nice laid back
Yeah.
camping trip, sitting at the fire. Yo, it's Cracker Barrel time.
All the.
I don't know. Have we gotten any? Has it been an hour since the 5 minutes you asked me?
So yeah, it's
No.
definitely this new generation of scouts crossed over. You know, I mean, maybe we were like that, but I feel like we weren't
I feel like we were,
because
but
but
like
we
we
didn't have as
weren't.
many like other. You know, younger scouts. It was like three of us, and like the other
That's
person,
true.
the other
That's true.
person
There
dropped
wasn't a lot
out.
of us. Yeah, there's a couple kids who joined and they just left. So, yeah. I don't think we're that
No,
bad
I
of
mean, we
younger
managed to
campers.
kind of befriend most of the older scouts, and they thought we were pretty chill. So I can't imagine us being terrible. I mean, I don't want to say like this current generation of scouts is terrible, because I feel like they're gonna grow to be better, I hope. I can only hope.
Well, Andrew, if they
That's
don't, it's on us. Right? Like the way we turned out, it's because of the older scouts that we had and the leaders. So if the younger generation doesn't grow up, it's
So
kind of on
then,
us. You know, I never thought of it
yeah,
that
we
way,
do
but
have an
like
impact.
kind of is. Right? Like if we're complaining about the culture
Yeah, I
now, it's kind
mean,
of our fault.
what we gotta do? We have to fix it somehow.
No, I'm only here for a
I'm
couple
only
months.
for
I'm
a
good.
month
No,
on
I'm
that one,
just
please.
kidding. Yeah, I'm out. I'm out.
Well, that's something to think
No,
about.
but not. Yeah.
So,
I
yeah.
would say like I focused more on being when I became troop guide, I focused more every meeting, every camping trip, like helping the younger scouts learn and rank advancement. But I didn't spend any time on my Eagle project. So now I'm like, oh crap, I like don't have that much time. But
Mean, you can do it.
no, because people like Andrew didn't step up in
Yeah,
leadership to
that's
help
true.
out.
I kind of take small positions in leadership, because I'm not a big fan of being a big player in the leadership field, to say the least. Yeah,
It's not about the politics.
I'm a small kind of politics guy, and I'm like a local election kind of. You won't see me vote. All right, let's talk about it.
He's the town
Yeah,
selectman, not the
and I'm
president.
fine with that. I feel like we should talk about some final topic before we cut to our ad, or do we just want to cut to our ad and talk about?
I mean, I think we'll be back with Andrew's segment after a
Let's go.
quick ad break.
Andrew goes, nothing grows.
Continue.
Right, welcome back from that ad break. I hope it was as enjoyable as it has been for the past 19 times. Oh, I wouldn't say 19. Oh, has it been 19 times?
If you've listened to all 19, then I hope it's still enjoyable.
Well, I'm not too sure if I want to do my where Andrew goes, nothing grows, hot take area, because I kind of want to continue this kind of conversation we've been having, about I don't know. I think, no. What do you think, AJ?
No, just
Come
come
up
up
with
with
some
some
questions.
questions, Andrew. I'll help you out. I'll help you out. I'll come up with some. You come up with one, I'll come up with one, and then that'll be all set. All right, so number one, what is your favorite
You know what?
color? No.
I feel like we talked about cabin and camping trips before, for which ones are better. Have we talked about
Potentially, but
that?
I don't
So we could
know.
say it again, right? What?
I mean, maybe we could try that. Maybe we can try to connect the hot takes to what we talked
Oh,
about earlier, but you
leadership, all leadership.
do we think the younger generation gonna be all right? Or at least younger scout generation in our
Is it
troop?
going to turn out all right?
It's gonna
A
turn out
part of me
all
wants to
right.
say no, and a part of me wants to say yes.
I think we should ask one of our older scouts what they thought when
Yeah,
they were in
we
our
could.
shoes. Like, did you think the younger scouts were gonna be okay?
I feel like today it's more of just a generation-wide thing of like the internet and like all
Yeah,
that.
it
I
could
mean, I
be.
hate to be like that kind of person, but like I hate to be a deity at the end of the road of like how the
Andrew.
internet's bad, you know. But
I mean, You could say like the whole generation, like I feel like our generation is somewhat is like
Yeah,
we expect
but to
everything
be fair,
handed to us.
there have been a few younger scouts that I'm very optimistic about, and they've shown to be capable individuals.
That's true. I think some of the crossovers currently, I can see a little bit of myself in them, you know. And you know, I see some of the other scouts left a mark on me, so our goal is to help them out, and maybe like I'm not like, all right, I really want to have a mark on this kid's life.
The
Like I'm not going out there and doing that. I'm just like I'm trying to help everybody out, you know. If they need help, I'll help them out. I don't like purposely like that's the only reason I'm here. I'm here only here for the recognition. If I was only here for the recognition, I probably would have already got an eagle.
I'd say like COVID has been like a big worry for a lot of parents, and it's probably why, you know, many of them might not want to go on camping trips. AJ's shaking his head at me. He's like, no.
Yeah. No, that's true, and I'm kind of annoyed by it because even though in Massachusetts, Governor Baker sent out this whole thing, and even Aditya is like, bro, we can't camp anymore. I'm like, I literally looked at our council's website, and it doesn't say anything about not being able to camp. Like, you're overreacting, you're interpreting it completely wrong. Like, they canceled our cabin trip that's supposed to be next week, so we're doing like a day trip. And I was like, I tried to point it out, like, we can still go camping. Like, nothing's really changed that much.
Well,
You
kind
know,
of.
it hasn't, but like, I don't know. Because the regulations we have right now, I don't think it's an issue to go camping. People definitely can have their concerns, and, you know, people's concerns are legit. You know, I believe different things because I have a different perspective on things than other people. And so I got my own beliefs, but I try to respect other people's beliefs
For the
and
most part, like
feelings.
our camping trips are largely just isolated amongst like everyone in the troop, pretty much. So there's really nobody, and we don't have really many interactions with people outside of the troop, like walking around the trails or anything like that. There might be a few cases, but from like an average camping trip, it's like
Yeah, we're just
80%, maybe like 90% of it, just like involved more than 90%, to be honest. It's probably like a 2% or one.
Yeah, and we're probably going to, if we would go camping, we'd go to Big Indian, which is our personal camping area. Or yeah, so it's like a private reservation, and we're just allowed to go there and camp, and like, not nobody's coming in there and
Oh,
like
there'll be a few
gonna be
people,
near
maybe.
us.
Yeah.
You might have the people walking through on the trails with like their dogs, but like that trail's over there. Our campsite's over here. We're not really going anywhere close to them.
It's just like it's just the new normal, I guess. For it's a bit of a
Yeah,
pain.
and I mean,
Yeah.
I'm just mad at it
Yeah.
because I really
I
want
was
to go
kind of mad when
camping.
it all stopped.
And from my point of view, Aditya overreacted and didn't. He just saw like, oh,
I
they
don't
said
think it
this,
was
but he
solely
didn't
Aditya.
read into it and like
I don't
actually
believe it
look
was
at the whole
solely
thing.
Aditya. I feel like there was more of a maybe like a local, I don't know, local council, but like the adult leadership.
I know in our troop, I think it was mostly Aditya. I think Aditya is like, oh, okay, leaders, we can't go camping. Let's just do a day trip. And the leaders are like, all right, well, it's your troop, your leadership. And they may have been like, maybe he talked it over with people, but he, from what I know, he
Okay,
didn't. He
so
just made
you're
the call
saying
on his
this
own.
was a solely a DT call? A DT abusing his power? I
Yes.
mean, to be honest,
Because he's not here to defend himself, we're just putting it
I
all
would
over
say a DT
Aditya.
has been using a lot more of the power that is in the senior patrol leader than I've seen in any other candidate. Would you not disagree?
I'd say he's using his power, like he has the power to do this, I guess, but I would rather see him discuss it with his ASBLs and the patrol leaders, and like go through the whole process before you make a final call, and have people raise concerns on your decision, so it's not just like one-sided and
It
like
definitely seems like
you don't like make a
it seems like it's
decision.
just Aditya and then the adult leadership. There's not a whole lot of connection between the whole entire troop, which is what he's supposed to represent, which he seems to be failing at.
Exactly. Yes, and it's also kind of it started a couple of years ago as leadership because nobody really knows what they're supposed to do with their position. Like we're not taught what to do. And when I bring up, oh, we should do the leadership training, they're like, no, we don't have time for that. We got to do merit badges. We got to do all this. It's kind of boring and everything. And I was like, well, do you want the troop to function? Do we want
You
to
do bring
have,
up a good point
you know,
about
good stuff?
leadership training. It's something that we probably could use a bit more of because we get the merit badges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we
At
understand how
least
the
maybe we could
troop
do like instead
works.
of like we do like two merit badges and leadership training in the for the third option for those who want it, because a lot of scouts usually have the other two merit badges. It was like first aid and like I don't know, woodwork or like wood some wood carving like that. Like some scouts might already have that and they just like they don't show up for the next 3 weeks because they already have those merit badges. They don't need to show up. So having that leadership training
Yeah.
might be an incentive to keep some like older scouts that have badges to take part in it.
Yeah, and I think we have to put our older scouts in leadership positions instead of just like, oh, I've already been patrol leader. I don't want to do that again. We're going to give it to this younger kid who's not experienced
Because
and
that was
doesn't know what
me.
he's doing.
No, well, I would say like
Yeah.
a lot of people just do it just to get the requirements checked off for their Eagle Scout.
Yeah, that's another
Because
issue. I mean, do it for rank advancement, but like also do it just like to learn and see because you want to see the troop succeed. Like when the younger scouts come in, I've been teaching them the patrol method because that's a requirement. And I'm like, all right, so we got the senior patrol leader. And then you got the ASPLs and like how it goes down, and they represent the whole troop. But you, as an individual scout, you still have a say. So you tell your patrol leader, and your patrol leader brings it up at the PLC, and everybody discusses it. But we don't have the patrol meetings, and we don't, when we did have patrol meetings, when I tried to put that in,
Because like
nobody really talked about anything.
nobody
They're just
had any
like, oh,
complaints to
yeah, we
come
did
up with.
attendance.
Like every time I when I was or like
It's
yeah
not
like
about complaints. It's about like coming up with ideas of stuff to do.
yeah that's the problem
Nobody
I
has
came with
any
last
original
patrol leader. I
ideas.
asked everyone on patrol like, do you have any ideas you guys want to do? And they said nothing original. They said nothing at all. Like no, we're good. We're good how it is now. Kind of mentality.
Yeah, and then everyone's like, when I brought up the let's go to Hell Reservation, like that was a really fun camping trip. We've done that twice. And everyone's like, oh yeah, where do we find this? I was like, I did some research. I went there for some school and I asked them, oh, can we go camping here? And they're like, yeah. I was like, all right, let's look at it. I brought it up, everyone's like, oh yeah, this is a good new idea. There are
That's
places
true.
around. Nobody wants to put in the work. And like people think scouts, 2 weeks, 2 hours a week, that's it. There's
That's
no
probably it's been a
outside
that's this
planning or
problem has
anything.
shown even in the meal plan, where it's become just so simple and kind of boring and distasteful in my opinion. And I'm a big fan of food. I'm a good fan of good food. If it's bad food, if I'm saying it's bad, you got a problem.
Yeah, I've been a limiting factor in the variety of meal plans because I'm like, you can cook this massive, great meal, but do you want to clean it
And also, not
afterwards?
all of them
And the
are going to
answer is
think of
no.
that really good meal because they're just going to stick with what we've had for the past, I don't know, decade with the eggs in the bag and bacon. Like, no one's going to reach out and grab a new breakfast item.
Yeah. Hey, we have, as a troop, we've come a long way from when we had ramen all three meals.
That's true. I mean, I feel like
right? All right, just look at it. I mean, we could definitely do. It's hard because our grills are always broken, and our cooking methods are always uncertain. And different things, people not planning, people not knowing, oh, who's going to buy the food, and all
Yeah,
that
I feel like
stuff.
we should
So.
just, I don't know, as the older scouts in the troop, we should probably start telling these to the younger scouts and better ways to run the troop.
All right, Andrew, as a adult, not leader, unofficial leader, why don't you take
Take over the
over
food.
the food for our troop?
Become
Yeah.
the chef. Yeah.
No, not the chef, but
Just
like,
assist
I
in
don't
the
know,
meal
on a
plan
camping trip when we're
as the
planning for a camping
food
trip.
connoisseur. I
Exactly, yeah.
be the totalitarian
Yes.
dictator of all food.
Assist.
Yeah.
No, don't, but tell them what their options are and bring them through process and say, if you come up with this really good idea, everyone agrees with it, and then we're like, we don't want to clean, just say, no, we're doing it. You're gonna have to clean it
You're
anyways.
making this no matter what you see, no matter what happens.
No. Yeah, if it's a good idea, wait, try it once. But if it
Like the
crashes and
messier it
burns,
is, the
we
better
won't
it
do it next
is.
time.
I mean, yeah, but I'm just thinking like the
Not
Thanksgiving
necessarily,
dinner,
but yes.
Thanksgiving dinner we have with the deep fried turkey stuffing, all everything.
Yeah. I always like that because the leaders cook
Well,
and they
they
clean
clean
that
the
meal.
deep fryer.
So you just like, you're free.
So
Yeah. After we deep fry
classic.
Twinkies.
Really kills you on the
Yeah.
inside. Deep fried turkeys.
Deep fried butter just gets so parched.
Oh man.
Yeah. I think we can
I kind of want to
wrap this
say,
episode
you
up a little
know, I
bit
want to ask one more question here.
unless you have anything else. All right.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
In this exact seat that I am right now.
I was just making fun of that,
That's
but don't
deep,
actually answer that.
Andrew.
You don't have to answer that. But
Oh, okay.
yeah, the
Gotcha.
legit question is, what did you
Is
think
there
of,
like a legit
I mean, it's like a
question?
completely off topic question, but what did you think of
Okay.
the neckerchief and change from the green to like maroon purple? Like, what did you think of that change?
Before I answer this, Andrew, that I'm not. That's a good question. I'll say that, but we were
Yeah, I
not
know.
anywhere close to that talking about
Like
that, like ever.
this has just been really bothering me because I've been thinking about like I
Right.
never really liked it until like I kind of grew up, the symbol and everything grew on me. I'm like, yeah, the purple kind of looks, yeah, the green
The
neckerchief. Like, how
green.
about it here? I think I do.
Yeah. I liked the design. I don't know about the green though.
So I like the
Like it was
green.
good. It
I like
was
the symbol. I like everything about
good.
it. But the new one, like the bear
Yeah.
paw and like all the, I feel like it was just too much on the neckerchief. It should be like simplified.
Okay. Come up
Really?
with a different design and we'll give it to
Really?
committee. Yeah. No. I mean, it's possible we could. I think they'd say no because we recently changed and we don't have like it'd have to be like a unanimous, yeah, we're gonna change. Because you'd have to require
Well, this
everybody to
isn't up
buy
to
new
that. This comes out of the
neckerchiefs.
troop because the troop buys them.
Yeah, how recent
And
is
about
this neckerchief? What, like
almost 3 years now.
2 years?
Because, yeah, somewhere around that time,
Oh
maybe.
yeah, I want to say 2 to 3 years.
Oh,
We'd have to
yeah.
get new class A, class Bs too.
I mean,
And you're
all.
really throwing throwing a wrench in the plans.
All right. Well, I think we're about finished here. Oh.
But no, but what we can do is I'll explain it to you later, but we can do like specialty neckerchiefs. And you can wear those for like a year. So you do like year of the,
the lumberjack.
Axe, the lumberjack or whatever, and like I don't know. Yeah, year of the wolf. We do like a special white wolf kind of thing, and like for that year you can wear that specialty neckerchief.
That'd be something. Yeah.
So you can change it up that way.
Really good ideas. We're liking it. Point of Dethio is here.
Yeah. And if you guys listening out there have great ideas for us,
that,
let
we're
us
wrap
know.
It up.
You know, send us an email. Send us a DM.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to
we
our.
We didn't have anything planned. We were just like talking about stuff. The religious thing came out of nowhere, but we ran with it.
That's true. And the party tent, like, what?
A good day and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, so just our wrapping up things, you know. Just if you want to be a monthly supporter, you can do that on our website. Check out our affiliate with Pursuit Retro, you know, 10% off if you use Trails code Trails Podcast. We're working on getting some other affiliate links so you guys can get some cheaper gear.
Speaking of
as
which,
well. And
with the
you
get, if you
get
our,
for it.
I bought an item,
which is cool.
Retro. Still hasn't come in yet, but I bought it recently, so don't worry, guys. But if you use our code, you get a good deal off. Like I got like what, almost $30 off it. No, it's like $20 off it. So it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's usually the bag's usually $180. It was on sale for a little bit, so it was like $140. It took 10% off. You
yeah,
do the
it was
math.
A good deal. Because I got used both like the link and the code, which the code is just Trails Podcast. All one word. Yeah, check those out.
Yeah.
Support us and all that.
Yeah, so.
All right. And have a good day. Bye.